وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
Translation: And give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous good deeds, that for them will be gardens under which rivers flow, that is paradise. Every time they will be provided with a fruit therefrom, they will say, "This is what we were provided with before." And they will be given things in resemblance, that is, in the same form but different in taste, and they shall have therein azwajun mutahharatun, that is purified mates or wives, and they will abide therein forever. The next topic is rewards of righteous believers. After mentioning the torment that Allah has prepared for his miserable enemies who disbelieve in him and his messengers, he mentions the condition of his happy, loyal friends who believe in him and in his messengers. Adhere to the faith and perform the good deeds. This is the reason why the Quran was called Mathani, based on the correct opinion of the scholars. We will elaborate upon this subject later. Mathani means to mention faith and then disbelief, or vice versa. Or Allah mentions the miserable and then the happy, or vice versa. As for mentioning similar things, it is called tashabbuh, as we will come to know, Allah willing. Allah said, "And give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous good deeds, that for them will be gardens under which rivers flow, that is paradise." Consequently, Allah stated that paradise has rivers that run beneath it, meaning underneath its trees and rooms. From hadith, it is learned that the rivers of paradise do not run in valleys, and that the banks of Al-Kawthar, the Prophet's lake in paradise, are made of domes of hollow pearls. The sand of paradise is made of scented musk, while its stones are made from pearls and jewels. We ask Allah to grant paradise to us, for verily, He is the most beneficent, the most gracious. Ibn Abi Hatim reported that Abu Huraira said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The rivers of paradise spring from beneath hills or mountains of musk." He also reported from Masrukh that Abdullah said, "The rivers of paradise spring from beneath mountains of musk." The next topic is the similarity between the fruits of paradise. Allah said next, "Every time they will be provided with a fruit therefrom, they will say, 'This is what we were provided with before.'" Ibn Abi Hatim reported that Yahya bin Abi Kathir said, "The grass of paradise is made of saffron, its hills from musk, and the boys of everlasting youth will serve the believers with fruits which they will eat. They will then be brought similar fruits, and the people of paradise will comment, 'This is the same as what you have just brought us.' The boys will say to them, 'Eat, for the color is the same, but the taste is different.' Hence Allah's statement, 'And they will be given things in resemblance.'" Abu Ja'far al-Radi narrated that Arabi bin Anas said that Abu al-Aliya said that, "And they will be given things in resemblance," means they look like each other, but the taste is different. Also, Ikrimah said, "And they will be given things in resemblance. They are similar to the fruits of this life, but the fruits of paradise taste better." Sufyan al-Thawri reported from Al-Amash, from Abu Thubyan, that Ibn Abbas said, "Nothing in paradise resembles anything in the life of this world, except in name." In another narration, Ibn Abbas said, "Only the names are similar between what is in this life and what is in paradise." The next topic is, the wives of the people of paradise are pure. Allah said, "And they shall have therein azwajun mutahharatun, Ibn Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said, "Purified from filth and impurity." Also, Mujahid said, "From menstruation, relieving the call of nature, urine, spit, semen, and pregnancies." Also, Qatada said, "Purified from impurity and sin." In another narration, he said, "From menstruation and pregnancies." Further, Atha, Al-Hasan, Al-Dahaq, Abu Salih, Atiyah, and As-Suddi were reported to have said similarly. Allah's statement, "And they will abide therein forever," meaning ultimate happiness. For the believers will enjoy everlasting delight, safe from death and disruption of their bliss, for it never ends or ceases. We ask Allah to make us among these believers, for He is the most generous, most kind, and most merciful.